Dead Set Legends, brought to you by Paddy's Markets. Looking for something fun to do this weekend? Visit Paddy's Markets at Haymarket or Flemington. paddysmarkets.com.au.
The all-new 2020 Fresh Triple M Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen, Jude Bolden, Wendell Saylor. Saturday Fever.
Yeah, Saturday Fever, all right. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wallen. Huge second hour coming up on the show. We're doing it all thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. They stuck with us all the way through COVID, yep, boys, and now they're back again, and they're open. Beautiful. And the place to be. They've got the best produce and plenty more. Head to Paddy's Markets this weekend at Haymarket or Flemington, paddysmarkets.com.au. And talking about Flemington, well, Melbourne Cup is coming up this Tuesday. It's a good week of racing down there in Melbourne, but no crowds, obviously very different this year.
The whole lead-up is just awesome. I mean, today, Derby Day, but then into the Melbourne Cup, and then you've even got Oaks Day on Thursday, and then Emirates Day, Stakes Day as well later on. But the marquees, they're so much fun, aren't they, mate? I just think about great viewing as well as
What do you mean great viewing? You can't see the horses.
No, you can't see.
Oh, you're not talking about viewing of the
horses. Cages and the fillies.
Honestly, I thought when I went to the birdcage once, Frio, when she was on the grill team with us, went, oh, we're going to take you to the Lexus marquee in the bird car. Bloody beautiful. So in we go, and I'm thinking, we're going to sit here all day, and I'll be able to have a look right on the track. No track to be seen. It's so far away. It's purely viewing of other bits and bobs.
You've got the Lavazza tent where they just turn the music, the decks are flying, and then they'll stop it for the race, and as soon as the nose hits the post, it's bang, bang. The decks go back on, and the dance comes out as well.
I mean, I love it, because I used to go, like, Derby Day, and I didn't really want to, and then I'd say from Melbourne.
You didn't want to?
Well, because my wife wanted to go, and so I said, yeah, righty.
Give her a day out after you.
Yeah, no, I said, you go with the girl. She goes, no, I want you there with me. So, we used to go to the My Marquee a fair bit, and it was good because I'm good friends with Chris Smith and obviously Jen Hawkins and stuff. And I like big names.
When people say I'm good friends, it means you're not really good friends.
You don't know Drew Mitchell either.
So in that My Marquee, I don't mind having a little bet in that, but I like dancing because it's really good. As Chris Judd, he dropped my name last week saying that he saw me a couple of times in there. And I'm there dancing, and there's Jen, and there's like a few of us, it's five or six, and I'm holding.
Are you the king?
Bang. I was on
fire.
Can
you dance?
I'm a black man. I can dance.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then anyway, I'm killing it. And then
you can dance.
One of my mates is there, and he's very stiff. He's like doing the robot and stuff, and that's not working. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, Brian Lara walks in.
It's just so smooth.
Brian, there's only room for one of us here, mate. It's definitely not me.
You had to go.
He was so cool, but he was a champion, mate.
We'll have a fantastic Melbourne Cup for everyone. No doubt the nation will stop again around 3 o'clock. Coming up next on the Dead Set Legends, we've got a UFC and boxing champion, Mark Hunt. He's just signed on to go with Paul Gallen on the 16th of December. Mark Hunt coming up next on the Dead Set Legends.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M, Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wallen. We do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. And boys, we have a true superstar, a true legend on the line right now. Mark Hunt, welcome to the Dead Set Legends. How are you, brother?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Mate, great to have you on the show. How are you feeling? We were very excited with the announcement this week. How pumped are you?
Yeah, very pumped. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a long time coming, but I'm looking forward to getting the work done and putting this one behind me, which is great.
Mark, obviously, Paul Gallen, you staved off having surgery on that injured bicep. Do you think that's going to, I guess, affect any power? And I guess, how confident are you heading into the ring?
Well, I'm always confident going to war, but... I mean, Paul called me the other day when it happened, and then, I thought the fight was off. Then he called me again and said it was on. It is what it is. Like I said, make your mind up, are we going to do it or not? It is what it is. If he wants to do it, it's going to happen. So, I mean, it mustn't have been that bad to not accept the fight. I mean, if it's torn off the bone, then he'll be out for a year, to be honest. But I'm glad he did take the match, and I'm looking forward to dancing with Paul in December.
You talk about that confidence of going to war. I guess as a boxer and even an MMA star previously, I mean, can you have any doubts at all? Or do you just have that supreme confidence to go in, execute well, and chase that knockout?
Well, I mean, I can only do the best I can at what I do. I get the best training I can to be the best person I can on the night. I mean, for this fight, the pressure is not on me. The pressure is all, I mean, all on Paul, to be honest. I mean, I don't have nothing to prove here. Paul is the one that called me out 5 years ago for this match, even though he owes me lunch.
Oh, well, you'll be waiting a while for that. Trust me.
Yeah, he owes me lunch for this fight, so you know, I want to beat his ass to get my lunch money back.
Hey, Mark Wendell Saylor, mate. I love watching you fight, but I just love the way that you talk about your family and you're a straight shooter. You know, you give it to Dana White. Not many people would call Dana White out. But even Gel, you can tell Gel is quite humble to be fighting you. You know, there's no trash talking from Gel because he knows what he's up against. He's up against the beast.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, I respect Paul and what he's achieved in his sport. And, yeah, like you said, I'm a straight shooter. And, you know, especially with the company I work for, I'm not going to talk shit about Paul. I mean, we're going to do work when it comes to December. I mean, what I do say is, you know, make sure you get the training. I know he's going to be fit. And I'll bring my best foot forward. You see that company? I mean, I'm glad you didn't call me a UFC, ex-UFC fighter, which is great. I mean, that company is a grubby company, and they always will be.
Yeah, look, obviously we love watching you in the ring as well as in the UFC. Just as a fan's point of view, just every time an Aussie goes out, you know, we just want you to win. We want you to do well and stuff. And you've been in here many times to Triple M, and you're also very humble. You don't come with a huge entourage. Yeah. And that's what we've always loved about you. And that's what Dell's getting at, I suppose. You're a champion we can get behind because you're a boy next door.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like I said, I came from pretty much the gutter, to be honest. And it's good to change. I've changed my life and a lot of people's lives with my journey, to be honest. So it's a great story, and lots of people can follow it and do the same thing with their lives. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be with fighting. It could be with business or anything. So, and I did it the proper way. I didn't do it by how these companies are doing, by ripping everyone off.
Mark, I know you love your rugby league. I met you on the footy show, absolute champion. Mate, you must be proud of the Polynesian flavour coming through rugby league. A lot of the boys and obviously, you know, the girls playing some great football and representing.
Yeah, it's great. You know, my people, the Polynesian people are strong, especially when it comes to sporting. I think there's a lot of great athletes out these ways, and there are a lot more coming through. Especially with the rugby league and footy. Like, I wanted to be a rugby league player, but I wasn't good enough. Well, it's not that I wasn't good enough. You know, there's a lot of things to it that happened. But like I said, I came from a criminal background, but I changed my life, which is good. And sporting, fighting helped me do that, to be honest. So, yeah.
Exactly. We're very proud of you, mate. We cannot wait. It's going to be a mega night at Bankwest Stadium on December 16. It's going to be a full house, or as full as we can get in COVID, no doubt about it. And thanks very much for your time this morning, and best of luck getting closer to fight night.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the time. And I think tickets go on sale on Monday, I think.
Yeah, perfect, brother. We'll get that out on our socials on Triple M and also the Dead Set Legends. Coming up next, it is Jude Tackles, thanks to our mates at Gear Wrench.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. Time now for this.
Hey, Jude.
Yeah, from the backyard to the racetrack, you need the right tools for the job, available at Total Tools, our sponsor of Jude Tackles. Just when you get fired up about something that's just got under your skin this week, what is it, Jude?
Mate, well, wet week here in Sydney, and as people transition back to work in the office, the regular commute commences. Now, it was a simple reminder of how piss poor some drivers are in our city.
Oh, yeah.
Bloody hell. If they aren't leadfoots in the dry, hurtling along and putting others in danger, or impatiently jumping on the horn for no reason, they're crawling along at snail pace in the wet. Make up your bloody mind. If there was ever a momentum for driverless cars, it's seeing terrible drivers trying to merge on the entrance to the Harbour Tunnel or one of our motorways. Fair dinkum. I haven't seen things coming together this pathetically since Ja Rule and Swiss Beats collaborated with Metallica. Keep a consistent pace. Allow for space in the vehicle in front, indicate and simply fold in. It's not that bloody hard. Instead, we see stopping and starting like Gus Wallen hesitating as he passes the drive-thru. It's a bit like Steve Waugh's run-out record, string with the tail enders. Yes, no, waiting, awful, sorry. Okay. Or worse still, you see them coming to a complete stop and then they're almost certain to cause a rear ender. After you've merged and someone has slowed down a touch for you, just wave for God's sake. I'm not asking for the tip of the hat or out the window or a finger off the steering wheel like in the country. Just a bit of courteous behaviour.
Yes.
That's what we also expect from our producer, Kat, from when she goes on those Tinder dates and we live vicariously through her dalliances with pig farmers who dabble in Bitcoin. I don't care. I'm baffled at how we can find it so hard in Sydney. Just keep your damn heads on the road. Stay safe out there. Or if you're a bit like Dell, just call the chauffeur.
Oh, yes. Beautiful. Coming up next on the Dead Set Legends, your chance on 133353 to get involved in the show. We're talking State of Origin, your favourite Origin memory.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, lots of love about the Big Deal and lots of love about the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. We're going to now go through our favourite Origin moments. And, well, for me, guys, it was a magical moment. I believe it's the MG slash Wally Lewis moment
The
old SFS.
Yeah.
And Michael O'Connor did this from the sideline.
2 from 3 for Michael O'Connor. He's 3 metres in. He's 20 metres out. Gets it away nicely.
He's kicked it. He's kicked it.
He's kicked it. Michael O'Connor has won the second State of Origin for New South Wales.
Yeah, beautiful. You hear Sturlo in the background sort of go, he kicked it right off the top. It was a magical moment. Of course, Wednesday night is State of Origin 1 from the Adelaide Oval from 6 p.m. here on Triple M Live. And you're going to be there in Adelaide, Del.
Mate, we're actually flying to Adelaide. Myself.
How excited.
Yeah, MG, Gerds. Hope I don't sit next to MG because, mate, me and him big units and we're both like big kids. You've worked with us.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually Dobbo. And obviously producer Charlie, so it should be good. We're actually doing the walk on the roof, Adelaide Oval.
Yeah.
Up the top.
Yeah.
Scared of heights?
Yes, I am.
It's actually not too bad. I did it when we did the cricket there in the Ashes and the day-night test, so you'll be all right.
Yeah,
what's your favourite Origin moment, big fella?
Oh, there's so many for Queensland, but it's got to go. I'll get it back to 2006, Darren Lockyer, that started the 8 wins in a row for Queensland.
The Blues slow to get back into the line.
That's the moment. I know people talk about Cam Smith and Billy Slater and what they've done, but Darren Lockyer, Petro Sivanisiva and Steve Price, they were under the pump. They were a chance of getting dropped. If Queensland don't win that series, they were getting dropped, even though we're very loyal to Queensland.
Right, mate. Thanks very much. What do you think, Jude? What's yours?
Let's bring in Freddie Fittler. 2004, Origin 3 for this moment.
Mm.
Lockyer, charge down, no knock on.
He had the finger in the air as he went through. It was a return to representative football. What a farewell.
Gold moment.
Yeah, I'll say this. Mate, they talk about all these great players like Joey and all that and Cameron Smith, but Freddie, I reckon Freddie gets undersold just because of his personality. He was one of the greats. He was our captain in the World Cup 2000, but in Origin, he's that player that you just know that you got to shut down. And I don't think he gets enough respect for the way that he played at that level time and time again.
I love seeing him getting. He got interviewed a few weeks ago, and he was talking about just the quality of training that he used to bring at the
Roosters
and that sort of stuff. And he said, we didn't put a bad session in for years.
Yeah.
Not like just fluctuating in form. There was just, they'd roar hell out of each other if they just dropped their standards. And quality.
And that's what Freddie, look, New South Wales in the last couple of years, they have gone well. They've won 2 in a row. You're the favourites to win 3 in a row. But Freddie, he has changed up a little bit too because he lets the players be themselves, but more accountability, cut back on the social media because he gets it. Because with you, Gus, and that, he works at grassroots stuff.
He does
corporate stuff. But you know what? He feels the game. He gets a lot of love
chemistry
for the league.
In this depth,
and
he
obviously works in and around the media as well. So he understands where you've got to be.
Yeah, right. I spoke to Freddie yesterday and he said, after the series, mate, we've got to go down to Bega. There's some stuff down there with the mental fitness stuff we've got to work on. We were in Griffith 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
So right in the middle of a camp, he's already thinking of other clubs down south. That's the type of bloke he is. And within camp, he's very relaxed and he knows the players are so good. So absolutely wishing Freddie and the boys all the best on Wednesday. Let's take your callers right now. The favourite call will get a JB Hi-Fi $50 voucher. Your favourite Origin moments. Your call's coming up after this on the Dead Set Legends. Should be a cracker.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. You can be part of the conversation anytime on 133353. You can take your calls now and your favourite Origin moments. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dead Set Legends podcast on the Triple M app to listen anytime at triplem.com.au. We've had our moments. Now we throw it over to you guys. Glenn and Rosebery, what's your favourite State of Origin moment?
G'day, guys. Love your show. And Wendell, you stay strong as a Queenslander, mate.
Thanks, brother. Settle down, Glenn. Big chance of you not winning this prize now, Glenn.
Hey, you know what, mate? The Blues have written us off. I can feel 95 all over again.
Yes.
You're not doing yourself any favours, Glenn.
What's your moment, Glenn?
Mate, the greatest moment, I think, is that iconic moment of Mark Guy standing up with Wally Lewis. As a kid growing up in Queensland, in a Catholic house, mate, we had the crucifix, a picture of the Pope, and slightly above both, we had Wally Lewis.
Yes.
Mate, you know what? The reason why that's the greatest moment is it just typified what Origin has been for so many years, where it started out as Queensland, the little brother type thing. Obviously, in recent years, the ledge has been evened up a bit, but that image just captures everything about Origin, I reckon.
That's a very good point, Glenn. Good call. What about Jason and Mossman? Jason, what's your favourite Origin moment?
Yeah, hi, guys. It was actually from, I think, the late 80s, and it was part of a pre-game entertainment up at the old Lang Park.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of kids running out as cockroaches running all over the field.
Yes, that's right.
And then out strode King Wally with a fire extinguisher, and he extinguished all the cockroaches and they're lying on their backs and everything.
And they were kicking their legs up in the air. I remember the beautiful call, Jace. Yeah. What about Adrian and Matt Treville? Adrian, what's your favourite Origin moment?
Hey boys, cast your minds back to 2009. It was on, it was pretty fiery. Ben Cray did a runner from a fight. Queensland's taken the tap. Darren Lockyer has put up a huge bomb, and you just knew as soon as New South Wales caught it there, it was a massive fight. It was on for young and old. It was absolutely brilliant, and you could just see it coming. It was massive.
What was it like playing in Origins in terms of the biff, though, Wendell? Or was the biff off a little bit by the time you got there?
No, it was still there. I came in the mid-90s. It was like Chief Harrigan, you know, Spud Carroll, all these guys, mate. It was still well and truly on, but I don't know, people, the blokes knew not to mess with me, but
Well, especially when you're on the wing.
Yeah, that's what I say. I sat at my wing.
The pie stand.
When the fights were starting, I was into the crowd. Hey, guys, how you going?
Hey, great. All three great callers. Glenn would have got it if he wasn't a Queenslander, but he's out. So we'll go with Jason from Mossman.
Yeah. You've got to give it to him,
mate.
Yeah,
no, we're not, mate. Jason from Mossman gets the 50.
No, Glenn, please. I'm going to overrule you.
Glenn.
I'm going to
overrule
you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know this is your studio, but Glenn gets it.
Oh, wow.
Work, Glenn.
Yeah. Del, mate, have you got time for me to relive one more moment?
Yes, of course we have.
What's this, a Glenn show?
Yes.
Khan joins in, floats the pass to Renoff. Renoff down the touchline, beats one. He catches an infield to Smith. Queenslander coming back. He floats the pass for Langer. Langer onward. Here's the big fella. Gets the pass on. Coyne, goes for the corner. And he's in. Queensland, it's a miracle.
Oh. That's not a try. That's a miracle. Yeah. Queenslander.
You're an idiot, Glenn. Never listen again, mate. Dead Set Legends.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Jude Bolton, Wendell Saylor and Gus Wallen. We do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dead Set Legends podcast on the Triple M app to listen anytime at triplem.com.au. It is Origin on Wednesday. You are heading off on Wednesday morning to Adelaide. Del, how much are you looking forward to that? Just quickly, before we get into your Origin debut back in the day when it was still in black and white, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was back in 96. But look, I'm excited, you know, for Adelaide, we'll talk about it later. But for me, 1996 is something I'll never forget because I was lucky enough to play for Australia in 94. Super League came in 95, so they didn't select us, so we missed out 95. And as a young Queenslander, all I wanted to do was play Origin because you never think
it was Origin in Super League. Did you get picked in that?
No. But in 95, they didn't pick us because we'd signed to play Super League.
Yeah.
Remember, okay. Freddie was captain, I think, over in England, the World Cup. They won that. And then the Origin Series, Fatty's team won.
That's right.
But we were watching it. So my first selection was in 96. And why I was so proud, because I think what it represents is as a young kid, whether you're a young New South Welshman or a Queenslander, All I wanted to do was obviously play for my state, but I wanted that family name across the back. And I remember Lang Park, and as I ran out, the wave of emotion, because it was obviously old-school sort of stadium, Lang Park, I played my junior football there, state carnivals and stuff for North Queensland, but running out, representing mum and dad from Serena, Mackay, Queensland, all the hard work you put into the Foley Shield, which is our big thing up there, you know, it didn't go to plan that game. We got beaten 18-6.
Good.
I started on the wing, and in the second half, I think Robbie O'Davis got injured. I played fullback. I played fullback for this in the second half, and I played. And I was lucky enough to get voted Queensland Players Player. But for me, playing against guys like Bradley Clyde, Laurie Daly, Freddie Fittler, you know, for me, I couldn't believe I was there. It was a very surreal moment. It was different to when you played for Australia, because in Australia, you've grown up on the state of origin. We hate New South Wales. It's us versus them.
Take us through some of the, I guess, the nerves of some of the Queensland debutants. There's going to be obviously Branko Lee, Xavier Coates, AJ Brimson, yeah. Philip Sammy, those sort of guys. What are the nerves like you're going to run out on Adelaide Oval?
Well, you know, I think we seen a little bit last week with Penrith, those young players. You know, it's different once again. You can play those finals and stuff, but Origin's a different beast. And I know this is going to be so intense. I've got 3 weeks, three Origins. This is what Wayne Bennett called for like 12 or 18 months ago. I reckon there's going to be some turnover of players. They won't know themselves. They've got to be ready. They've got to fear failure. Mate, I think Xavier Coates has only played 15 games. I remember messaging Lottie when I saw this kid play. I said, this kid could be anything. It reminded me of a young Jarrell Yao Yee, the confidence that he had. These kids won't know what hit them. At the moment, New South Wales, they should be favourites. And a lot of people are going, oh, mate, you're going to lose 3-0. Okay, maybe they might. But Queensland have got to dig deep. Because in 2001, I was there when Wayne Bennett picked, I think, 10 or 11 debutants. There was Carl Webb, Chris Walker, Lottie Dakiri, Brad Myers, Dane Carlaw, and we smacked your asses in that first game.
We get back to your game when you lost 18-6, yeah. But you were man of the match in the team that lost, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, sorry, you played Origin, yes, sorry.
It's a fair cop. What was it like when you first got picked? How did you find out you were picked? What was that moment like when you got the phone call? Was it a telegram? Because you did play back in the day.
Well, I was playing golf with Alan Langer at the time, and we got a call from a manager. I think it was Brian McGrath. And he said, I just want to ring and say congratulations. You've been picked in the Queensland team. And even though I was, 21, 22, and I'd played for Australia, it was like a childhood dream come true. And don't forget, I'm standing there with one of my idols, Alan Langer, and, mate, it was so emotional for me. But the first thing I did is just rung mum at home, you look back on those things now and you really appreciate that. Dad was at work, but as soon as he got home from work, because he worked on the railway, he actually worked a proper job. And and so when he got home, just to hear their voice and how excited they were, because they're the ones, and you guys know this, who take you, who take you to footy, who buy you the boots, who buy you the cricket bats and stuff. And my dad worked hard because he knew that I loved sport. Wasn't that good at school, but he knew why I loved sport, and I love people. So for me, that's... Even the other day, I unpacked some of my jerseys, because it's that sort of, around this time of year and stuff happens. And just to see those Queensland jerseys and stuff with Sailor, it means so much more to me now. And for those young blokes going out there to play for Queensland, I get that New South Wales are favourites. I get that they've got a great side and they've won the last two series and should be the favourites win three. But I'm telling you, you've got to dig deep, because Queensland and Australia, what we've been through this year, this Origin series is going to be like no other.
Good stuff. We're going to flog you 3-0.
Yeah!
More on the Dead Set Legend just a sec. We're going to do more State of Origin Countdown. And give us a call if you want to get involved on 133353.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. And coming up after us, boys, it's Triple M's Origin Rumble with Gerds, Dell, Hoops and Maroon. Should be a cracker. And, of course, just a reminder, 6 p.m. on Wednesday night, live from Adelaide Oval. Should be a cracker. Gerds, Dell, MG and Dan calling the game, the State of Origin one from Adelaide Oval. Let's talk more about State of Origin right now. You're surprised, I'm assuming, Dell, that Crichton didn't get picked in the centres rather than the King with Gufferson. Were you surprised by that? Because he's been one of the form centres, and now we're moving Gutho, from a position he hasn't played all year.
Yeah, look, I'm not surprised, because Freddie, he's got his own method, and methods, and it obviously works. So, look, I'm not going to go against what Freddie's thinking. And Zach's had a good season. you know. But I can understand going with Clint Gutherson. Everyone knows he's a good bloke and that, but he can play anywhere. He's Mr. Fix It. Like, mate, he'll do a job in the centres for you. And I think Freddie's just rewarded him, not just for this year, but the last couple of years, because he's been in and around that squad for a couple of years. And also, like, I think Tedesco will pass the fitness test.
You reckon he will or not? It's a big decision they're going to make today.
I think so. I think he'll play. Because
why do they make it today? Why can't they make it on Tuesday? Well, like, they know Tedesco's the best player. That gives him another 3 or 4 days.
Well, I don't know, but it's up to Freddie. It's up to the coaching staff. But also, mate, I think Tedesco is a player with a mindset. You could give him up until the eve of the game. But I don't know, it might be for other players in the squad. Just depending on how you feel. I'd be giving Tedesco until right up to the game because, mate,
is that good?
And 80%, you know, Tedesco is better than, I'm not saying better than what else you got, because Pappenhausen,
he's out too.
Yeah, I know he is, but I'm saying he's had an unbelievable season and he's got a calf strain. I can understand. And the first game's the one, the pressure here is on Queensland too, because we need to win the first one, because the second one's here and you guys will be that confident at ANZ Stadium. The pressure's on us and, you know, but I still think Tedesco, he's such a professional. I think they'll pass him fit.
Will Wayne Bennett make any changes? I mean, Kurt Capewell's been named 18th man, but is there any chance that he could slide in for Philip Sammy?
Yeah, well, but you just never know with Wayne, because he plays those mind games and he backs himself. But it's interesting to see how Wayne and Mel Meninga work together. Because, mate, Mel doesn't like to play mind games. He's a pretty straight shooter, Mel Meninga. Kurt Capewell deserves an opportunity. I thought he'd probably be in the centres. But if you put him in the centres, I think you're going very defensive. So, Queensland, there's a few debutants there. Philip Sammy's played some good football this season. Brimson will do a good job at fullback.
You're doing your best to sort of talk up this Queensland team.
No, not
Phil Sammy. You're kidding yourself.
Let's go, but mate,
you're talking Phil Sammy. Phil Sammy should be nowhere near a State of Origin jersey.
Val Holmes, mate, you got to give the guys respect, mate.
Val Holmes obviously would have been there, but he's been suspended.
Gus,
but
if you're getting picked in an Origin 17 or 21, mate, you've earned the right to be there. So, mate, don't disrespect Phil Sammy.
I'm
he's
not
played
disrespecting.
Some great,
I'm, you are, just, mate. I'm just saying you that you're talking Queensland up. You've got no chance of winning this game.
He's disrespected Nirvana today.
Yeah,
he's just thrown the
and you outside now.
Let's go.
You want to bring it?
Yeah, outside your studio,
no,
mate.
I'm in trouble. No, Dead Set Legend. See you next week. Enjoy Origin. Wow.
That was the Dead Set Legends. Looking for something fun to do for the rest of the weekend? Visit Paddy's Markets at Haymarket or Flemington. paddysmarkets.com.au.